Police, 150 bullets hit 8 apartments, 7 cars, and 1 woman in Portland. By Amy Furr on August 1, 2020. Portland police say over 150 bullets were fired outside a Portland apartment building Friday, hitting at least 8 apartments, 7 vehicles, and wounding a woman. Reports of shots fired were recorded around 11:15 p.m. in the 600 block of NE 87th. Police rushed to the scene in close, sick, NE 87th north of Glisson in the Montevilla neighborhood, according to COIN. In an update Saturday, the Portland Police Bureau, PPB, detailed the incident. East Precinct officers have secured the crime scene and determined that more than 150 rounds were fired outside of an apartment building. One round struck an adult female victim in an arm. Responding officers applied a tourniquet and she was transported to the hospital by ambulance with what are believed to be non-life-threatening injuries. No other injuries have been reported to police. However, bullets struck at least 8 occupied apartments and 7 vehicles, unknown if occupied. As officers continue their investigation, Northeast 87th Avenue is closed north of Northeast Glisson Street. At this time, no arrests have been made, the update said. The Bureau urged anyone with information about the shooting to call the police non-emergency number 503-823-3333. Data from the Bureau reportedly showed the number of shootings in Portland more than doubled in June and July compared to last year, according to Fox 12. The outlet spoke to a woman recently who said someone shot 5 times through her bedroom while her 2 young grandchildren were inside. "I felt something go past my head," Jamie McKay told the outlet. This is just one of the many shootings that's happened in Portland since the PPB's gun violence reduction team disbanded July 1, Fox 12 noted. There have been 22 deaths since May 4 and 15 deaths in July alone, PPB Chief Chuck Lovell said at a press conference Thursday. "We're gonna resource some more people to the detective division to help follow up and do some investigation on those. But also we need to focus on doing some proactive work to maybe keep some of these numbers from increasing," he concluded.